This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. At least 18 people, including 3 police personnel and 6 Chinese nationals, go missing after flood sweeps through Lindi River area at Nepal-China border in Roswa. Flood destroys Mitri Bridge connecting Nepal and China, damages Roswaguri hydropower barrage. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges Riverbank residents to remain alert and stay in contact with security agencies. And U.S. delays higher tariffs but notifies 14 countries of new trade levies. Now the news in detail. At least 18 people, including 3 police personnel and 6 Chinese nationals, have gone missing following a devastating flood in the Lindi River in Roswa district last night. Out of 20 individuals initially trapped by the flood, 9 have been rescued so far, according to Deputy Superintendent of Police Hem Bahadur Sai. Rescue efforts are ongoing, with a Nepali Army helicopter deployed to assist in operations in the affected Timuri area. The flood washed away the Mitri Bridge at the Nepal-China border. Shortly downstream, the Lindi River merged with the Bhotikosi River. The flood has also caused severe damage along the Saprobesi-Roswaguri road, disrupting transportation at multiple points. The flood has damaged infrastructure, including the barrage of the 111-megawatt Roswaguri hydropower project and the Timuri Custom Office. Armed Police Force DSP Ramhari Khadka said a full assessment of the damage is still underway. Likewise, a Nepali Army helicopter has safely rescued 2 people trapped by the swollen Trishul River after heavy rains near the Nepal-China border. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, 67-year-old Palden Tamang and his 62-year-old wife Mangali Tamang of Bidur Municipality 1 in Nuwakot were caught in the sudden flood while collecting firewood along the riverbank. Both individuals were airlifted to safety without injury. The flood was triggered by intense rainfall in the Lindi River area across the border. Authorities from Dhading, Nuwakot and Roswa have urged riverbank residents to remain alert, citing increased water flow from heavy overnight rainfall. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has called on residents near the Trishul River to remain alert and take necessary precautions against possible flooding. In a message shared on social media, the Prime Minister urged the public to pay close attention to updates from the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology and to stay in contact with the Disaster Management Office and security agencies. He emphasized the importance of ensuring both personal safety and the safety of others. Likewise, a meeting of the Central Security Committee is now being held following severe flooding and rain-related disasters across various districts. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has convened the Emergency Central Security Committee at the Ministry to assess the situation, discuss ongoing rescue and relief efforts, and evaluate property and livelihood losses, particularly in flood-hit areas like Roswa. Senior leaders of the 2 major ruling parties, including Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, have held a high-level meeting today at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. The meeting is attended by Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deva, Vice President Purna Bahadur Khadka, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, CPN UML General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel, and Deputy Secretary General Vishnu Prasad Brimal. The meeting focused on current political issues and coordination between the ruling parties and other current national issues. Health Minister Pradeep Podel has approved the second Code of Pharmaceutical Production Efficient Practices, paving the way for issuing Good Manufacturing Practices (GMP) certificates to Ayurvedic and traditional medicine producers in Nepal. The GMP certificate is essential for producing essential for exporting rather medicines internationally had not been granted to traditional medicine manufacturers until now. With the new standards in place, producers must meet specific guidelines related to production processes, storage, and modern practices to qualify for certification. According to the Department of Drug Administration, eligible producers will now be able to obtain GMP certification, enabling legal export of Ayurvedic, homeopathic, and other traditional medicines. Home Ministry spokesperson rather, Prakash Buddhathoke said this marks a major step forward for Nepal's traditional medicine industry. Doctors and health workers across Nepal have shut down all services except emergency care starting today as part of an ongoing protest led by the Nepal Medical Association. The agitating medical association called a strike demanding amendments to the Consumer Protection Act, which allows the Consumer Court to rule on medical negligence. The protest follows recent court decisions directing hospitals to pay compensations in such cases. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. US President Donald Trump has delayed the implementation of higher tariffs on US imports, but has formally notified 14 countries, including Japan and South Korea, about new trade levies they may soon face. According to the BBC, the move comes as a 90-day suspension on some of the administration's toughest tariffs neared its expiration. Originally said to take effect on July 9th. The increased tariffs were paused to allow time for potential trade negotiations. In a fresh warning, Trump repeated the threat of a 25% duty on goods from countries such as Japan and South Korea. He also posted letters to leaders of the 14 nations on social media, stating that tariffs would be imposed from August 1st. White House officials had previously said the delay was intended to create space for trade talks. The death toll from the devastating flash floods that hit Central Texas on Friday has risen to over 100, with many still unaccounted for. According to the BBC, search and rescue teams continue to clear mud-covered riverbanks as renewed rainfall and thunderstorms threaten to hamper recovery efforts. Hope of finding additional survivors is dwindling 4 days after disaster struck during the July 4th holiday. Among the confirmed dead are at least 27 girls and staff from Camp Mystique, a Christian all-girls summer camp. 10 campers and a counselor remain missing. In Kay County alone, 84 people, including 56 adults and 28 children, lost their lives after the Guadalupe River overflowed due to intense overnight rain. Authorities say 22 adults and 10 children are yet to be identified. The White House has dismissed claims that budget cuts to the National Weather Service affected the emergency response. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in the hilly region of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudarpasim provinces. Light rainfall or snowfall is likely to occur at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. At least 18 people, including 3 police personnel and 6 Chinese nationals, go missing after flood sweeps through Lindi River area at Nepal-China border in Roswa. Flood destroys Mitri Bridge connecting Nepal and China, damages Roswa-Gori hydropower barrage. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges riverbank residents to remain alert and stay in contact with security agencies. And US delays higher tariffs but notifies 14 countries of new trade levies. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Read and About for this hour. Please also visit our website www.readandaboutonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news release is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.